Part A. Directions. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Number 1.
The mathematics exam couldn't be any harder.
I'll say it.
What does the woman mean? Number 2.
Do you want to go now for the game or wait until your friends come?
Let's leave now. I'd prefer to come earlier.
What will the man do? Number 3.
Do you think I did well with my presentation?
I saw the audience nod in every chapter you had explained.
What does woman imply? Number 4.
We're planning to start hiking at 7 p.m., so we can arrive at the top before sunrise.
Can't we leave now? I am afraid there will be many obstacles.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 5.
I thought you were coming with Steve.
He was accompanying his mother.
What does the woman say about Steve? Number 6.
I heard that Bastian just bought an expensive car.
But he doesn't have a son.
What does the man mean? Number 7.
I'd like to give Sally something special for her birthday. What do you think she wants the most right now?
I have no idea.
What does the woman mean? Number 8.
Why does John look very happy?
He got accepted in a prestigious university in Singapore.
What does the man say about John? Number 9.
Have you written all the names?
You should call other students to get it done faster.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
Excuse me. Is this seat taken?
No, not really. You can sit here if you want.
Who probably is the man? Number 11.
I wish you could be more patient to wait for John. He really needs your help.
Well, I wish I had the time to.
What will the man probably do next? Number 12.
I can't remember the due date for our final paper.
I think it is the last day of class. But Professor Hudson said not to wait until the last minute to hand it in.
What did Professor Hudson suggest to the students? Number 13.
Aunt Elsa used to visit us every day, but she visits us only once in a blue moon.
She may not have time because of her baby.
What does the man say about Aunt Elsa? Number 14.
Can I see your driving license, ma'am?
No problem.
Who probably is the man? Number 15.
Why were you absent yesterday, Jack?
I just felt under the weather yesterday.
What does the man mean? Number 16.
Who do you think will win tonight?
It's going to be a piece of cake for Lakers. Detroit knows they have no chance against them.
What does the woman mean? Number 17.
The exam is just 2 days away. I think it'll be harder than last semester.
Start hitting the books, then.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 18.
I made too many mistakes in the math exam. It was the worst test I've ever had.
Don't cry over spilt milk. You'd better prepare for the other 5 exams to come.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 19.
Should I take the offer or Ion? The compensation is certainly tempting.
Ball is on your court. Whatever your choice, I'll always support you.
What does the man mean? Number 20.
I never thought college life was going to be this tedious. It seems like we'll never go home without homework.
Yeah, I'm quite fed up with it too.
What does the man mean? Number 21.
Mark didn't submit his last 2 projects to Mr. Scott. He will be in hot water sure if he keeps delaying.
I think you are his closest friend. Why don't you say a word or two to him?
What does the woman think the man should do? Number 22.
I think the task is not that difficult, but why do you take a very long time to finish it?
Give me a hand if you think it's so easy.
What does the man mean? Number 23.
The ring looks a bit higher than the standard ring.
I do agree. It is also smaller. John is our best shooter, and he couldn't even get a single score at first quarter in last week's game.
Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 24.
I don't know whether I should time my speech now or keep on revising my notes. What do you think?
I'll carry on with what you're doing.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 25.
Guess what? I just nominated you for this year's treasurer.
Oh no, Claire. You didn't.
What does the man imply? Number 26.
How could Alice know everything about the tasks? I have asked all members not to tell anybody.
I think a little bird told her.
What does the woman mean? Number 27.
Where is Max? I don't see him in his class today.
He went to see the doctor yesterday, and apparently he advised Max to take a day off.
What does the man mean? Number 28.
So many parts of this temple are ruined. I think the government hasn't taken care of it.
You're right. It's not as it was.
What does the man mean? Number 29.
Shania always looks beautiful. She is really good in singing and modeling.
Yes, she always finds a way to catch someone's eyes.
What does the woman mean? Number 30.
Were you happy with last week's announcement?
Nothing went as planned.
What does the woman mean? End of part A. Part B. Directions. In Part B, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will be asked some questions. The conversations and questions will be spoken at just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Questions 31 to 35. Listen to the conversation between a student and her professor.
Ah, Jason. You want to talk about your research, don't you? Right. Come in and have a seat. So, how much have you done so far?
I'm afraid not much, Professor. You see, everything I read takes me to 5 more places.
Well, has anything you've read gotten your interest? Anything that you can connect to a real-life problem?
Yes, it's about crop rotation. Although most farmers understand its importance, they seem reluctant to try a brand new crop. It's like they're not confident that the new crop will get them enough profit to keep running the farm. Most of the time, they choose to grow the same crop all year round, causing the soil to be less and less fertile, which in the end brings them less profit.
You're right. That's been a problem since the last few years. Have you thought about any solution?
Well, there is this meal kit service. You know, they send you a kit of ingredients every week, containing packages of herbs, veggies, rice, and stuff. It's quite a trend right now. I read in some brochures that farmers love joining venture with these meal kit providers because they can grow unusual crops. If the demand for such a service keeps on the rise, maybe farmers would be motivated enough to grow new crops.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, but unfortunately, there's not much real research yet about it. These meal kit services only just started sprouting last year.
Why don't you visit one of the farms around here? I think there's one not 20 miles away from our campus. They sell their produce to agribusiness in general, but I'm sure they also supply one of these meal kit providers. Some local restaurants must also buy their ingredients from them. Not to mention their CSA side hustle.
CSA?
You know, the community-supported agriculture boxes, the large boxes of vegetables that you can have sent to your doorstep every week if you sign up with the farm owner directly. They have multiple channels to sell their crops, and one, if not all, must have a say in their crop decision.
Wow, how could I miss that? Thank you, Professor. I will talk to the people at this farm and compare their sales channels.
You'll find that each sales channel has benefits and shortcomings. So make sure you focus on the one that helps them make their main decision regarding the crop they should grow this year.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Number 31. Why has the man not gotten much with his research? Number 32. What makes farmers reluctant to grow a new crop? Number 33. What solution does the man offer to encourage farmers to rotate their crops? Number 34. According to the professor, how many sales channels does the local farm have? Number 35. What will the man do in his research? Questions 36 to 40. Listen to a conversation between two students.
Well, if it isn't my sweetest campaign manager. How are you, Janice?
I'm fine, thanks. Beautiful day, don't you think?
Yeah, the weather's nice today. Anyway, have you figured out how I should convince members of the student body that I'm the best candidate for school president?
That won't be easy.
Oh, wow. That's shocking. How could I not know that?
I'm sorry, Fred. It was a joke. Listen, I have a good idea. Let's show everybody that you did a wonderful job when you were a junior class treasurer. Once they're aware of that, victory is as good as yours.
And how are we supposed to do that? You're not saying I must meet with all 3,000 members of the student body, are you?
Of course, no. I'm saying we should put up campaign posters in the hallways. Every single one of them, so you can get a total exposure from all students.
That makes sense, but other candidates also hang posters in the hallways. We should do something else as well to make me stand out more.
I have thought about that, too. Tomorrow morning, you'll be delivering your speech breaking down your plans for the year through the campus radio. I talked to the managers, and they agreed to give you 5 minutes. Be sure you use it well.
Now that's what I'd like to hear from you.
You will have another chance for speech during dinner tomorrow. There'll be at least 500 students listening to you. I'd advise against making it too long because I'm sure they have questions and you'd better come up with sound answers.
I guess I have to start preparing the speech right now. Would you mind checking it tonight when it's done?
Not at all.
Number 36. What does the man want to be elected as? Number 37. Why does the man say, "That's shocking," to the woman? Number 38. Where will they hang their posters? Number 39. How long will the man talk at the campus radio? Number 40. What will they do tonight? End of Part B. Part C. Directions. In Part C, you will hear several talks. After each talk, you will be asked some questions. The talks and questions will be spoken at just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Question 41 to 45. Listen to a monologue delivered by a teacher.
The peacock, which is also known as peafowl, is a bird with medium size and most closely related to the pheasant. Quite different from common pheasant cousin that inhabits areas of the northern hemisphere, the peacock is found in warmer climate of the southern hemisphere, mostly in India. The male peacock is most well known for its big and amazing tail feathers that fan out behind the peacock and can be nearly 2 meters in length. This colorful display of the peacock is believed to be used for attracting the female peacock and defending themselves from predators. The male peacock attracts a female to mate by showing off his beautiful feathers, and when the male peacock feels threatened, it will fan his tail out in order to make itself look bigger and therefore intimidate approaching predators. When a male peacock doesn't want to mate or is not being intimidated by predators, it drags its tail behind. This is known as a tail or a train. The peacock is an omnivorous bird and feeds on insects, plants, seeds, and flower heads. Peacocks have also been known to munch on small mammals and reptiles in order to supplement their diet, which ensures that they are getting more complete nutrients. Peacocks have a number of natural predators in the wild that include wild dogs and cats. Medium-sized mammals such as raccoons and even tigers have been known to hunt peacocks. Peacocks commonly get to about 20 years old. Generally, the peacock populations are not under great threat, although the green peacock is listed as being vulnerable to extinction mainly due to hunting and habitat loss. By the way, there's a great documentary video about the nature life of peacock this weekend, so don't forget to watch it and take some notes if needed. We'll discuss it in class next week.
Number 41. What is the teacher mainly talking about? Number 42. What does teacher say about the colorful display of peacock's tail? Number 43. Why does a peacock eat reptiles and small mammals? Number 44. What does the teacher say about the green peacock? Number 45. When does a male peacock drag his tail? Question 46 to 50. Listen to a lecture delivered by a professor.
Sociology is the scientific study of society, including patterns of social relationships, social interaction, and culture. The term sociology was first used by Frenchman Auguste Comte in the 1830s when he proposed a synthetic science uniting all knowledge about human activity. In the academic world, sociology is considered one of the social sciences. In the 18th and 19th centuries, Western Europe was rocked by technical, economic, and social changes that forever changed the social order. Science and technology were developing rapidly. James Watt invented the steam engine in 1769, and in 1865 Joseph Lister discovered that an antiseptic barrier could be placed between a wound and germs in the atmosphere to inhibit infection. These and other scientific developments spurred social changes and offered hope that scientific methods might help explain the social as well as the natural world. This trend was part of a more general growth in rationalism. The Industrial Revolution began in Britain in the late 18th century. Mechanical industry was growing, and thousands of people were migrating to cities to work in the new factories. People once rooted in the land and social communities where they farmed found themselves crowded into cities. The traditional authority of the church, the village, and the family were being undermined by factory and city life. Capitalism also grew in Western Europe in the 19th century. This meant that relatively few people owned the means of production, such as factories, while many others had to sell their labor to those owners. At the same time, relatively impersonal financial markets began to expand. The modern epoch was also marked by the development of administrative state power, which involved increasing concentrations of information and armed power. Finally, there was enormous population growth worldwide in this period due to longer life expectancy and major decreases in child death rates. These massive social changes lent new urgency to the development of the social sciences as early sociological thinkers struggled with the vast implications of economic, social, and political revolutions. All the major figures in the early years of sociology thought about the great transformation from simple, proletariat societies to massive, complex, industrial societies. That's all the beginning material of sociology for today. We are going to study further in the next meeting.
Number 46. What aspect of society does sociology not cover? Number 47. What does the professor say about the development of science and technology in Western Europe? Number 48. How was the people conditioned after migrating to the city? Number 49. What did capitalism cause in Western Europe in the 19th century? Number 50. What problem emerged as life expectancy improved and child death rates lowered? End of Part C.